Good evening. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
The rules change today because people are struggling. They need help now.
Mayor de Blasio, with other elected officials, advocates, and union officials, signed an executive order to expand and increase the living wage.
Effective immediately, we will raise wages through the living wage standard to $13.13 per hour. $13.13 for those without benefits, $11.50 for those who have health insurance and other benefits.
By 2019, it's expected to reach $15.22 per hour. The living wage law passed in 2012 was a compromise deal. Developers who get more than $1 million in city subsidies had to pay a living wage, but not their tenants, meaning retail stores and fast food stores located in those buildings did not have to pay a living wage to their workers. Now this changes.
What this means is the difference between the $8 an hour minimum wage right now and the $13.13 that will take effect immediately for those employees of companies that get subsidies going forward. That is a difference of over $10,000 in earnings a year. $10,000. Someone who would have made $16,000, not enough to get by, will now make over $27,000 a year.
The changes affect about 18,000 workers and their families. New York City's public advocate, Tish James, tips her hat to labor, who helped make this possible.
I want to thank you for the middle class. I want to thank you for championing the cause of working people all throughout this nation. 1199, DC 37, 32BJ, RWSDU, Working Families Party, DC 37, and CWA, and Communities for Change. We would not enjoy a weekend. We would not enjoy benefits but for the union movement. The middle class and the union movement are inextricably tied together, and today we celebrate you.
The announcement for a living wage was made in a park in the Bronx. James says now a worker living near the park can enjoy it with their family instead of working three jobs.
It's not enough. We need more.
Chris Shelton is with the Communications Workers of America. He addressed the U.S. Labor Secretary Tom Perez, who was also at the living wage announcement.
And we also, Mr. Secretary, I have a message for the president.
Yes.
If he wants to raise the minimum wage, as we all do, then what he ought to do, and I'm sure it would happen if he signed an executive order lowering Congress's wages to the minimum wage.
Yes.
I bet you it would take about 5 minutes for them to raise the minimum wage. So, brothers and sisters, this is because we elected a mayor who said that he was for working people, and this absolutely proves it. Thank you, Brother Bill.
Bill de Blasio says the expansion of living wage is part of a larger strategy.
We have to move united from here to Albany, New York, to raise the state minimum wage to $10.10. We need to do that starting this January. And with that, we need to secure indexing of the minimum wage. And with that, we need to secure a commitment that localities within that state guideline have the ability to go farther.
Those are the crucial building blocks of change and progress, says de Blasio. It will happen, he says, if we build on the momentum and take it forward. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.